Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. This week we have week 13 in the Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This week's affirmation is, I love watching myself evolve and grow, and I honor my progress. I'm on my way to truly loving me. I really like this affirmation because it pushes us to think about evolution, to think about growth, and to honor the ways that we have already made progress. I think too often we're quick to say, oh, well, okay, I've done this, but like, that's not good enough, or I need to go further, or, you know, in some way not give ourselves credit. And I get that from some people's mentality, giving ourselves credit somehow means that we're like not going to work hard anymore. And, you know, everybody's mindset's different. But for me, if I don't give myself credit for how far I've come, I feel defeated and I actually don't feel inspired to keep going. So let me be the first to congratulate you in completing the first quarter of this year of self-love. This journal, this book club, we've been doing it for 13 weeks now. So that means we're a quarter of the way through. I want to acknowledge the progress you've made. And I hope that you're able to look back and see how you have grown, how you've progressed, right? If you are a video watcher of our podcast on YouTube or other spaces, you have not been able to hear this member check-in that we did in an audio-only space. So I encourage you to, you know, check out the audio of the podcast wherever you get your podcast. We did a member check-in, and this individual, he shared that he picked up the book because he was very excited, was like, okay, I'm going to get into this. I know Dr. Kira Banks. I appreciate what she puts out. Let me give this a try. And then he promptly was overwhelmed and was like, this is a lot. This is deeper than I thought it would be. Clearly, I have work to do here. And, you know, put it down. And what I want to say is that whether you have been listening every week and keeping up in your exercises in the journal, or listening sporadically and thinking about picking it back up, you are a member of this book club. You're a member of this journey. You're along this journey with us, because I think we should not discredit the work that we might have done, even if it was just listening to me say what the affirmation was for the week and reflecting on that in that moment. Hopefully, you do take the time to slow down, do the exercises, spend the week reflecting on the affirmation so that it can really get underneath your skin in a way, right? Like it can soak in. Because listening to me talk about it for however many minutes, right, doesn't help you absorb it the way that you would if you were writing in the journal or were doing the exercises or reflecting about your experience doing the exercises throughout the week. And so I just want to name that there's different levels to this, and whatever level you're on, you're welcome. You're welcome to step in this journey, to dip your toe in this journey, to jog on this journey. However you're doing it, you're on the journey to loving yourself more fully. And I know for myself that this work isn't just about feel good. This work is about evolving so that we can fight and create the world that we know we want for ourselves, for our children, for our communities. So that will look different for everyone. Like that lane of like, okay, so I'm evolving, reflecting, changing, loving myself so I can show up in a particular way, show up for my community, or be an ally to a community that I love. Like that's going to look different for everyone. And I think it's important to not stay stuck in like the individual frame of self-care. So if you've heard me talk about the importance of understanding that we engage in self-care for the sake of our communities, not in a sacrificial way, but in a communal way. So this is not individualistic, isolationist, I'm just going to take care of myself and love myself in the corner. It's to be able to be better humans to each other, with each other. So when I think about the ways that I want you to to honor the fact that you have made it a quarter way through this book club, I want you to think about, you know, what did you learn? What's been hard? What's been easy or easier for you to access? And think about like those pieces that are challenging, those obstacles. How in this next chunk of time can you navigate them? Do you need to get an accountability buddy? I typically see comments on YouTube. And so, you know, feel free to comment. I can interact with you there. You know, do you need to think about setting aside some time? I know for me that if there's something that I want to do, but I'm not finding the time to do, I have to put it in my calendar. And I often have to do it first thing in the morning or won't get done. So there are a few different goals that I've had for myself at different times in my life. And when I was trying to get in the habit, I had to do it first thing. And I would schedule it like a meeting and honor it because I wouldn't not show up for a meeting with someone else. So I should also love myself enough to show up for the meetings I set for myself and with myself. So just want you to problem solve and think about those different obstacles and how you might navigate them and not take them as, oh, so I'm just not built for this or I can't do this, to not be defeated, to remember that we're honoring the progress that we've made and that we're constantly evolving. And that has been something that I have learned in this first quarter, is that I often don't have the compassion, the self-compassion that I need, that I would so easily give to other people. And so this journey has helped me to keep going at times where historically I would have been hard on myself. I still hold high standards for myself and I still have high expectations, but along the way, my self-talk is more loving. My get back up from mistakes is a little more patient. And so that's something that I've learned that I'm growing in and evolving in. And we'll see where it goes. So this week asked us to do those reflections, like how has it been? And also invited us into some movement. So yoga might be something that you're familiar with or not, but I invite you in again to try different things, that try it on. It might feel uncomfortable, but you never know. And so it's a really simple pose that they invite us in, the star pose, which is really about just like having an open chest and that it reflects that openness, that spirit of openness that we want to have towards wherever we're evolving to. And so try the movement out. You don't have to videotape it and show it to anyone. If you're a person who's never tried yoga and we're like, I don't know about this, that's okay. Remember, we're evolving. And so we're going to be willing to try new things. So I'd love to hear what you've learned, how you've progressed, what you're honoring in your journey of self-love. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.